Yeah, I know. I agree. I know what you mean exactly. The president of the Lapeer Sportsman's Club, who was a ex-military, apparently some kind of sniper or marksman or something like that. But anyway, I was out there with him one day. He was fire foreman brass, and not even looking at the target. It was poking these itty bitty little holes. But anyway, we got talking, and he's got a 15-pound deer rifle. He drags it up north, way up on a ridge, and he shoots 300-400 yards down into the edge of swamps kind of things when they come out. But so I says, yeah, aren't you tired of carrying it back and forth? He says, I leave it in the woods. He's probably got $5,000 in the rifle and another couple grand in the scope, and he leaves it in the woods. I said, well, geez, I don't know about you, but I see a lot of my deer when I'm on my way out and on my way back. He goes, hey, you know, you're right. So now he has one rifle he sits out and leaves out in the woods, and another one he carries for the inbound. Some people are hooked.
That's the military, and I'm not leaving any of my stuff in the woods, that's for damn sure. But, all right, Rick, I'm going to clear out of here. I got people showing up now, so happy Easter. You can make it. You only got 7 hours to go until you get your dinner, and maybe I'll catch you in the morning. I'll listen up at 8 DBF.